Okay, we're back in these same exact clothes. It's not the same day or anything, or right after we recorded the last one. But this is just the shirts we wear, so it's a week later. Just imagine that. And we covered last week. What did we cover? The cost. Say how I'm forgetting. It's been an entire week. But we covered how much does a podcast cost, which is beyond how do I become Joe Rogan or any of those dumb questions. It's one of the valid questions that we get. Today, we're covering, most likely in a shorter period of time, the time cost, right?
Yeah.
How much time does it take? Go ahead, crack us open. I mean, what do we got?
The time cost is so much less than people think. I'll start with the podcast strategy. We'll say podcast strategy. Maybe this will take place over 2 months at 2 calls per month. That's like 4 hours. So, I mean, if we locked somebody in a Ramada Inn business center for 4 hours and said, you cannot leave until you finish, you know,
yep,
we would be done, maybe even early. So you're earlier than that.
Yeah, we could do it in like a day or two, realistically.
The strategy, I think a lot of people think this is very, very involved. This is going to affect my business almost on like a genetic level. And I need to really, it's not that involved. It just really isn't. In a lot of cases too, there may be some stuff that we already know. Your business may be very established in your personal brand. The vision's already there. Uh-huh. We don't need to help you divine that. So there's a lot of stuff that you already have a good idea of that may already be in place. So yeah, I'd say like, you know, the podcast strategy, you're like, it's a 3 month horizon, but these are like 4 or 5 meetings at the most. So it really doesn't boil down to that much time.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, you would think we would be doing this episode and we would go, listen, it's going to take you 40 hours.
We're going to need a lot of time.
And hire us. Hire us. It just takes it off your plate. No, listen, one thing we don't do is teach people how to podcast. That's impossible. We can't teach that. You learn that. What we do is help you do everything else. So then you can learn how to podcast and get better at it. Right.
Yeah. And you know what you're doing too. So like, I use efficiency. This all the time. If we just turned into dust in front of your eyes, you'd be able to continue making this. Yep. You know what you're doing. You know the direction that you're headed in. So that's an important piece too, is that like, this is something that you're permanently given. And then the rest is your personality and talking. Yeah.
And I'm going to skip like 100 little details because they're just not important because this is the time episode and we're just going to get to the point for you. So for a founder or a CEO, how much time a month? 30 minutes to an hour a month on strategy is fine. Do that with your team, right? What we're doing for a client right now is here's what I would talk about for your solos tomorrow. Here's 5 topics, pick 2. That's not even a conversation, meaning that once you're done with the initial strategy, we're really we're doing marketing strategy beyond that. We're not actually doing podcast strategy, right? So we're focusing on the marketing.
It's not a Venn diagram. Yeah, the stuff you're already talking about. Yeah.
So in terms of time suck there on calls, not a lot, 30 minutes to an hour a month. Recording time. If you're doing more than an hour a week, I don't even know what you're doing, especially for a podcast for your business, especially if it's co-hosted like this. We do 2 episodes in an hour. We could do 4 episodes in 2 hours if we really wanted to. And we do often, right? We even had Jim Fielding 3-4 episodes in a day at the studio, right?
The Ghost podcast is 90 minutes. And there's been instances where we've gotten 30 clips from that. And you can span 4, 5, 6 different topics. A lot of this stuff is arbitrary. That you have to do it episode by episode, week by week. It could be all in one go and you can condense it and design it. So you're right at those highlightable, clippable moments. That's what editing is for.
Yes.
It doesn't need to be live. So 90 minutes is, that's not an overstatement. Like you can do 1 hour to 90 minutes a month and that is your recording time. That is all the content that you'll need.
Hey,
and
let's allude to it too. What are we really talking about? It's called the 4-5-1 system. We've done multiple episodes on this. 4 episodes a month, an average of 5 clips per episode, 1 social post per day. That's our system. Those 4 episodes a month in the 4-5-1 are 2 hours a month, 3 hours a month, max. That's it. Unless you're driving to a studio, you can account for that if you want. A little bit of planning for the episodes, but we have AI doing most of that now. By the way, Jack, I had AI help us with these two and in the next one, I had it build out a whole season and it's basically what we would be talking about anyway. So it's like, once you're actually in doing it, you can expel a lot of that time suck by just having people help you, AI help you, because the input is correct. Because we have the right strategy.
AI help them, by the way, that's something that really bothers me. I see a lot of, we'll do a quick little detour, but I see a lot of anti-AI posts. And they really chap my hide on LinkedIn because they're so great at, look, you and I have been talking about this near daily for over half a decade. I don't need to spend that time organizing and summarizing my thoughts or how the flow of the episode is going to go based off of a pretty solid direction of what we're going to talk about. It's not filling in the blanks for me. It's not telling me how to podcast. It's not telling me.
You learn that on your own.
Be a better friend to yourself. You know, GPT is so, so good for episode planning. That is going to take a big part off of your plate where you can say, this is basically what I want to talk about. I already know this because I live it.
Yep.
And then it spits it out and I sit down and record. All of those little minutes are going to be saved. So just a little aside, I see that a lot where it's like, AI is killing originality. No, it's not. Originality was dead long before AI.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
Those people had eyes and ears. Originality, you know, has been threatened, right? So
what a great take.
Yeah. We use this all the time and it's great for organizing stuff. I mean, that is a great time saver for podcasting and LinkedIn, just copywriting, all that crap.
Yeah. And in terms of saving time, I just hit up our friend Jared Thompson.
Nice.
And I gave him an SOP. And I said, listen, I want AI to choose all the clips from this episode. Then I want it to send the timestamps to the editor. Then I want the editor to upload them. Then I want it to caption them and then send it all back to me. I send that to him and he was like, yeah, okay, we can do that.
Yeah, so, it's possible now.
I mean, really, at this level.
On a person-by-person level, like this isn't something that IBM has access to. We found Jared through our Launchpad program.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, give me a couple of weeks. I'll create it for you. And that's the reality is what you just described.
Absolutely. At this point, it's weird to not use AI and automation and technology. It's so like you're moving back in time, right? And that's where a lot of that time suck will go is a lot of those repetitive tasks, like we said on last episode, right? Yeah. Last episode, when we say there's 5 to 10 deliverables, they're not that different every time. It's a lot of repetitive stuff. So that is a huge thing. And okay, in terms of like tactically, you click on this episode, you're like, how much time is it going to take? Like, we can't tell you because you're you and every single one of our clients does it slightly differently. But what we can tell you is find things that help you save time. One of them is people. The other is systems. And then the last one is AI or automation. And those three things are going to, in the course of your life, business life especially, save you so much time. And that's why we're here, right? And listen, I have to look at the notes because I literally don't even know what else to talk about because, okay, you want me to tell you how long it takes to record? Sure. You want me to tell you how long it takes to edit? Longer than you want to spend. If anything is good in life or business, it's going to take more time, more money, more effort than you want to spend. For podcasting, this becoming even a lot of the content for your business, as it should, it shouldn't take that much time because your job is to sell and market, right? A CEO always has two jobs: generate revenue, develop the people, process, and the product. That's your time. That's what you should be spending time on. To think that you're the best marketer for your business is insane. That's insane to think that, because you're the best marketer for your business right now, right? Like, that doesn't mean forever. Listen, Jack, there's better podcasters than us. There's levels to everything, right? I mean, we're pretty fucking good, but it's just to think, as you grow, you should not be spending more time on repetitive tasks.
Especially
right?
Not editing. Holy Christ, the amount of times that people are mulling over editing themselves, especially video or audio editing, don't do it.
Yep.
You know? And if you don't have the budget to be able to hire someone to do that, and you don't feel comfortable with running that through some AI software, then, you know, I would take some time to get those funds together, because it's not impossible, but it's a bit of a brutal process.
Yeah,
definitely is. Especially if a lot of people, and look, you see a lot of people on LinkedIn that struggle to post once during the week, right? Five times a week. And that's just copywriting, which, okay, I get it, but it's really not that much expenditure what you do to write, Sully, is probably considered the tippy top of effort for LinkedIn copywriting.
I never spend more than 20
minutes. But in that, you sit down and you're pretty much writing something fresh every day.
I'm the copywriter. I'm the marketer. That's my job.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm saying that to many people, including myself, can be a bit unbearable.
Yeah.
And have that on top of
Yeah.
your other marketing channels. And then, like, it's just something that, like, if you're able to do it, I mean, I guess that's fantastic. And you're a psychopath.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's brutal, man. It's brutal. And then people are like, AI, don't use AI. And I'm like, so what are you going to be on your deathbed wishing that you wrote more LinkedIn posts by hand?
Yeah, right.
The answer is no.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's a big part of it is too, is that if you're like really in like, I'm busy, I got a family, I already have people that are like, you don't spend enough time doing this, this and that. You better make sure that you do have that expenditure to be able to delegate the making of the podcast, because that is even bigger than we're talking about saving time on the creative end.
Yep.
The production end is a whole different
can of worms. But
if you're just starting out, you have endless energy and you're 22 and you're like, sure, I've got this
great. Well, I mean, not thing. Our audience.
You put it in the cup with water, you mix it up, and you have this product that you're pouring your whole life into. There's always going to be fringe examples that are different from that. But the person that's established and has their thing and they're looking to try this out, have a more dynamic media offer, then save yourself the aggravation for sure.
Yeah, and let the podcast do the work. That's the other thing too.
Well, that's the beauty is as absolutely. You do it more over time, you get more
efficient. I mean, dude, we don't market. Like we don't advertise. Like I make posts and I make podcasts, and that's how we drive all of our business from referrals and posts. And although 90% of those posts are from podcasts, because we do this podcast first, then we make the posts, right? So,
and it kind of sucks because you can't feel the time savings that you get from somebody being more qualified than they would have been in the alternate universe where they didn't have access to a bunch of your LinkedIn content, clips, whatnot, stuff that's derived from the podcast. That stuff is done in your sleep, whether somebody comes up and says, like, I definitely want to do this. And this discovery call is them just basically meeting you in person versus I saw your banner on LinkedIn and it seems like you do this, and that gap can be a lot or a little.
Yep.
There could be somebody that comes to you and says, you are my person. I've already watched a bunch of your stuff. I know your opinions. Yep. I like your sense of humor. You're a God-fearing man, which maybe is of interest to me. There could be a bunch of little stuff that people can pick up from that about you that either makes that discovery process better, that FAQ process that you're not even involved in, right? Stuff that people maybe are watching while you're sleeping, right? You're on some level interacting with that.
It's kind of crazy because you're actually alluding to the goal, the goal? So, the goal is that people buy stuff. The goal is that people become your client. We're not sitting here trying to make you into a podcaster. To be honest, I don't really care about that. My goal is not to make you the best podcaster in the world. There's other people who do that. That's their service. It's not ours. Ours is to make you into a better business owner so you can sell more people, help more people, grow your business, and do what the hell you want to do with your life. There's a reason why we make these episodes, because you can go, how much time is it going to take? And then spend 25 minutes and then you know. Because we don't want you to spend a ton of time on this. This is what we do. But the goal is to get you clients. The goal is to grow your business. The goal is to help your community. The goal is to be a voice for DEI. The goal is to help people with their finances, solve their financial problems. The goal here is your goal. Not to be a podcaster, not to be a content creator, not to be an influencer. Trust me, I know some of them. They're not having fun. It's not fun. Trust me, you don't want followers. You don't want mass. What you want to do here is create content where your buyer goes, oh, I'm a God-fearing man too. That actually, I would love to hire somebody who is as well, right?
Or, there's a great chance for authenticators, right?
Yeah.
And I think whether you like it or not, podcasting puts you at this level of like almost a TEDx speaker of evangelizing what you do. That whether you think that's fair or not, that people should be judging you on whether or not you're spending your free time creating. But that is a big authenticator where somebody is like, if you're just doing text posts and then I see you doing new video content all the time, maybe you're being silly, you're doing different stuff, you're having guests on, you're out there, you're mixing it up.
Yep.
There's just a certain, it's an X factor that you can't put your finger on. And it's my feeling that podcasts Ting does the best at exporting that energy, you know? And look, you can be a boring mofo and you can sit on your podcast and it'll get nothing for you. Nope. But I'm just saying, like, there's, for whether or not you think it's valid or not, there are going to be some people that are going to look at two LinkedIn feeds for executive coaches, whatever it could be, and they're going to look at somebody with text posting and somebody that is going and, you know, talking about this and that, and got us doing co-hosted stuff, me doing solo stuff, you doing stuff. There's just a dynamism there that I think attracts people more, whether it's they think it's more expertise, whether they like the energy, whatever it is. But
yeah,
that's another little knockoff benefit that maybe it's not fair that that exists, but it does.
Yes.
People do value that, right?
Yep. And this is, I mean, you're getting into
perception. It's like writing a book, you know, like, does that make you a better person? I don't think so. But
yeah,
there is a there's a credit to that that people do, you know, that you get from that. So,
yeah. And the more content you make, right? The more content is perception, right? And perception is reality when it comes to this digital world we live in. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to time, it's like, I mean, let's take it back to our clients said it. We don't have to. Dave and Paul, our podcast creates time. Our podcast literally creates time for us because we don't, because Jack and I here don't have to now answer this on a discovery call. Right? We can just send you the episode and it's going to be better because you can stop and start. We don't have to coordinate it. And then so once we get to the call,
that we'll have discovery calls with too, they're coming to talk to us about like final steps. Like this is such a far cry from the experience that Ryan and I had in the beginning where,
oh my goodness,
every discovery call is nearly every discovery call. It could potentially be a waste of time or it's a knife fight in the mud. You trying to justify your existence and their, you know, marketing strategy or their system or whatever. So I think it's so much better that the feeling that I've gotten where people come to you and they're like, I watched all your stuff. I know exactly, like, I know you're my guy. Yep. So I'm really looking to just get details. Like, I like this car. I just want to make
custom,
sure that I
open it up and scroll. What's my interest rate going to be, right? Custom to you, right? That's what the call is for.
And it took a while, right?
Yeah.
But I'm you know, and I'm sure you are too, because you're more involved in it, but we're over the moon with our sales process where we just have people that come there like, I'm so happy I'm here. Like, I know that this is like the right spot. And that's been done sans any interaction or involvement live from us. We weren't on a call or anything. It's just our activity online. So I think that's like a really cool like thing to emphasize and like a cool point to leave off on was just like,
absolutely,
you know, people they come to you like they know you.
Oh,
they
this feel transforms this transforms
so much easier
your
to do that. You're not pitching, you're not trying to like corner them. It's just it's a lot better. And then people ask you less annoying questions. There's less discos where it's like, oh, this guy doesn't even know who I am. This is like nowhere near what he would be. It really
they're
does
gonna say, I saw your stuff. I watched this. I listened to that. Now I'm here.
Or that's they don't what... like it and they never call you, which also saves time.
Nobody because, wants more know? Calls, man. We don't. Mm-hmm. We want more clients. We don't want more calls, right? So this is going to transform your business. Guys, give it 6 months. Give it a year, please. Listen. Take it from the billionaires, right? Uh-huh. Take it from, I mean, we're getting there, Jack. We're close. Billionaires think in years, you know, millionaires think in minutes. I don't know, right? But something like that. It's like think in years. Think not in 30-day turnaround, not in how many leads you're going to get me in 45 days or your money back. Think in years, think in legacy, and please do not be the talent. I finally figured out the opposite, the other word. I said the typist. That doesn't make any sense. It's like 1800s. Be the talent, not the technician, right? Don't be the technician. Be the talent. That's about all we have on how much time it takes and really turned into a philosophical episode, which I love. So
well, that's
I
good.
Love it. And listen, where are we going to go next? Because I had... we prove everything live, guys. We had GPT do our whole season for us, Jack. We're not going to sway. We're just going to stick with it. Next up is how to build your content team. So we're going to take what we did last episode, those five deliverables. Who actually does those? The graphic designer, the audio editor, the video editor, the manager, right? So next episode, we're going to break down the roles, how to start putting together that content team. Today was time.
What does your dream team look like? You know, do you want to, like Ryan said, be the talent and just float in and everything is done for you? Do you want to have some savings and say, hey, look, I can write a, you know, some show notes or whatever. Yeah. I have an assistant that's great at Canva, something we encountered recently. Cool.
Yep.
Whatever you need. So
we got it.
Yep. That's good to see where that slider is going to end up for you in your specific situation.
Appreciate you, Jack. All right, guys, you guys know where to go. Subscribe, follow, all that good stuff.
See you next week.
LinkedIn. We worship the platform of LinkedIn, so connect with us there. Appreciate you. Deuces. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.